Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, the only major bit of problems at the moment is the Mike 1 southbound from just before we on Smuts and Empire down through Crown.
The ANC's National Working Committee has not ruled out disbanding the KZN Provincial Executive Committee. This was confirmed by Secretary General Fikile Mbalula today following a meeting with the committee. The meeting comes in the wake of the party's poor performance in the May general elections, and Mbalula says various options are being considered. Moving abroad, according to data from the U.S. Institute for Study of War, Russia made its largest monthly territorial gains in the war in Ukraine this November. So since March 22, it shows that the Kremlin forces have advanced over 725 square kilometers of Ukrainian territory, mainly in the east near the city of Pokrovsk. It's up from 610 square kilometers in October, and this is equivalent to the size of Singapore. Let's stay abroad. Frans Genetler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria has the latest on the international business front.
Share markets in Asia closed stronger this morning, with the Hang Seng index rising around 0.6%. In Europe, indices are also trading strongly, with the French CAC 40 as well as the German DAX rising by 0.1% and 1.2% respectively. Shares of luxury good companies are trading strongly, with Louis Vuitton rising around 2.5%, whilst that of Richemont in Switzerland is trading 1.2% stronger. In the US, the S&P 500 is also trading around 0.1% stronger.
Speaking about that, dollar is trading at 18 rand 21 cents, euro 19 rand 7 cents, and a pound 22 rand 99. Bitcoin is trading at $97,165. Gold trading at $2,639.58 per fine ounce, and oil sitting at $72.31 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
Sport tyd nou, en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie. Wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some football news. Former Kaiser Chiefs junior Tiki Ntabeleng has had his contract extended at FC Dallas in the Major League Soccer for the 2025 season. He's one of seven players at the club who've had their contract extensions added as the club plans for the new season after a disappointing 2024 campaign where they failed to make the postseason playoffs. And Ruud van Nistelrooy says that he was astonished by the number of offers that he received as a result of his spell at Manchester United as the interim manager, as he plots on how to keep Leicester City in the Premier League. The Dutchman had four games as caretaker coach at Old Trafford, two of them against Leicester City following Erik ten Hag's sacking at the end of October, but he left the club when Ruben Amorim arrived last month. And Protea fast bowler Gerald Coetzee has been ruled out of the second test against Sri Lanka and Pakistan's tour of South Africa with a groin injury. Results of the scan revealed that he had a right groin muscle strain, and his recovery period is estimated to be between about 4 to 6 weeks. Unkept Lions fast bowler Kwena Maphaka has been added to the squad for the second test, which gets underway at St. George's Park in Gqeberha on Thursday. And the DHL Stormers, well, they've backed youngsters such as Jonathan Roche to make a potential impact for Sasha Feinberg, Ngomezulu and Dan Duplessis against Toulon this weekend. The Stormers kick off their Champions Cup campaign the weekend with a marquee match at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And McLaren have called for an inquiry into the penalty that Lando Norris was given for ignoring yellow flags during the Qatar Grand Prix. Team principal Andrea Stella, well, he said that the decision to give Norris a 10-second stop-and-go penalty, the severest that can be handed out other than a disqualification, lacked specificity and proportion. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Superbets is bringing the heat with cash in or jet off. You can choose from 26 thrilling games and stand a chance to win 75,000 Rand in cold hard cash or